it's the life of Riley when it's Pabst Blue Ribbon you drink. The finest beer served anywhere, so let the glasses clink. Oh, east or west or north or south, there's nothing like it at all. Yes, you're living the life of Riley when for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call. When for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, proudly presents, transcribed, The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. In the course of every marriage, sooner or later, every wife will say to her husband, quote, "Why don't you do things around the house like other husbands?" Unquote. And now this very question is about to be put to Chester A. Riley.
Why don't you do things around the house like other husbands?
Huh?
Oh, Riley, you're not even listening.
Peg, can't you see I'm busy yet?
You're not so busy you can't spend a half hour on a Saturday afternoon mowing the lawn.
I'm working out these plans for the community dance.
Oh, never mind the dance. I want that lawn mowed today. It's a mess full of weeds.
I got a committee meeting. Get Junior to do it.
He went to the movies.
Well, then you do it this week.
I do it every week. I'm the only woman on this whole block that mows the lawn. Aren't you ashamed to have people see me?
No, I'm proud that I've got the only wife in the neighborhood that ain't lazy.
Well, I'm ashamed to get out there and push that lawnmower.
All right, so put on a pair of slacks and my sweatshirt, and from the back they'll think it's me.
Well, thank you for the compliment. You used to tell me I had a nice figure.
Well, you did have. I mean, you have. You have. You have. You have.
I don't care if the lawn never gets mowed.
Now, Peg, be reasonable. This dance is important, and I'm chairman of the entertainment committee. The whole thing really depends on me.
Will you do the lawn later?
Yes, if I have time. But I don't think I will. I want to be tied up every minute. Why don't you do it like a good girl? You've got nothing to do today.
Oh, no. I just have to wash the dishes, make the beds, clean the whole house, burn the papers in the incinerator, take out the ashes and the cans, walk 7 blocks to the market to do my shopping, come home, fix supper, do the dishes. Time I get around to mowing the lawn, if I haven't collapsed, it'll be pitch dark.
Well, you'll find a flashlight in the hall closet. Goodbye, honey. Take it easy.
Oh, well, now, don't run off like that. Come on over here and talk to me a little minute, Chester.
Well, you see, I got a meeting of the entertainment committee for the dance. I'm the chairman, you know.
Yes, I know, and I think it was a wonderful choice.
You think so? Mm-hmm. Well, my wife don't.
Oh, well, women never really appreciate the men they're married to.
I guess you're right, Miss Lounsbury.
Chester, we've been neighbors long enough for you to dispense with the miss.
Okay, Lounsbury. I mean, Luella.
Lolly.
Lolly. Well, I better be getting along to that meeting.
And I've got to be getting back to my lawnmower. Oh, I just can't seem to get the hang of this contraption. I can hardly budget.
Well, you're not doing it right, Lolly. Here, let me show you how.
Oh, would you, Chester?
Now watch. Yeah, you see how easy it is?
It's easy for you. You're so strong.
Oh, shucks, I'm not so strong.
Yes, you are. I can tell the way your muscles ripple under your shirt.
Oh. You shouldn't talk like that.
Oh, you're just so different from most of the northern men. They're all like tired old hound dogs.
Yeah, I guess I'm more of a frisky pup. Here, let me see you try it now.
All right. You see, I can hardly budge it.
Oh, sure you can. It's just a matter of holding it at the right angle. Let me show you again. Now get a good grip like this, and then just lean forward a little. Yeah, see, it's a cinch.
I declare, it looks so easy when you do it. Why, you've done more in a few minutes than I did in a whole hour.
Is that all you did in an hour? Why, I could do this whole lawn in 15 minutes.
Oh, Chester, you're a pet offering to do my lawn for me.
Who, me? But I...
Now, I'll sit right down here and learn how to do it by watching you.
Yeah, but I... But I'm holding up the meeting.
I know, and you're a dreamboat to do it for me.
Yeah, but I am.
When you do it, it's just like cutting through butter.
No, and it ain't just a matter of strength. It's timing, too. Now watch my pace, see?
Oh, Chester, you are clever. I wish I had a man who was so handy around the house.
I wish I had one, too.
You see... Peg!
Oh. Why, hello, Mrs. Riley. I didn't see you there. I was so busy watching your husband.
So was I.
Wasn't it sweet of him to help a lady in distress?
Peg, I...
And he didn't even have to be asked.
He didn't, huh?
Oh, you must be mighty proud, ma'am. To know that your husband is a strong, energetic type of man, and not just one of those tired old hound dogs.
Well, let's go home, Rover.
Woof! I mean, yes, dear.
Forget this. Never, never as long as I live.
Will you let me talk? Give me a chance to explain,
what
Peg.
What could you possibly have to say that could excuse your disgusting behavior?
Well, you see, Peg...
You think I don't know why you were so anxious to mow her lawn?
But I wasn't. Only Luella was...
I'm wise to that southern old fried hen. I've seen her go into her act before. Why, you big sucker. You think she's interested in you? She pulls the same thing on every man she meets. All she has to do is to flutter her baby blue eyes at you, and you're all a-twitter.
That ain't true. In the first place, her eyes ain't blue, they're brown.
And in so you noticed the color of her eyes, did you?
Well, yeah, but only because they're the same color as yours, brown.
Mine are blue.
That's what I mean, a brown blue.
Don't talk to me.
But I couldn't help it. I couldn't let her mow that lawn after
she... Why couldn't you? You're willing to let me do it. What's so special about her? She's no invalid. You know, she...
But that's it! That's it. She is. I mean, she's not well. Her heart. She's got 6 months. Maybe a year at the most.
Oh. Did she tell you that sob story?
Well, no. She don't like to talk about it, naturally. The doctor told me. Some doctor.
What doctor?
Well, I didn't catch his name. I met him. He said, seeing we're neighbors, we should sort of keep an eye on her. Sort of.
Oh. Well, I never thought she... The poor woman. 6 months.
Well, yeah, sure. So when I saw the poor woman pushing that heavy lawnmower...
Oh, of course, of course. Of course. Well, what else could you do? Oh, I'm sorry, dear, for jumping on you the way I did.
Oh, that's all right. You just didn't know the true facts.
Oh. Will you ever forgive me?
Oh, sure. Forget it, Peg. I can be big about this.
I know, dear. You're the biggest-hearted person in the world.
Yeah, I'm one of the biggest, all right. Oh, hurry up, Peg. I want to get home and have supper.
Wait a minute, Riley. Look across the street. That poor Miss Lounsbury.
Oh, yeah. What about her?
Well, look at all those bundles she's taken out of her car. Oh, Riley, go over and help her.
Oh, no, Peg. I'm late as it is.
She can't carry all those bundles in herself.
It won't hurt her.
But her heart, the poor thing.
What about it? She... Oh, her heart. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Now, you go on over. I'll have supper ready by the time you get back.
Yeah, but Peg, we... Oh, Miss Lounsbury, you!
Well, thanks, Chester, for carrying my bundles. You are a gentleman in every sense of the word.
Well, I'll just put this stuff down here now. I gotta be going.
Oh, now stay a while, Chester. I want to talk to you.
Well, I'm late for supper. I got a meeting, the dance, you know. We got to discuss an idea I have for a bathing beauty contest. We're trying to find new ideas for the entertainment.
Well, now, that's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about. I have a perfectly scrumptious idea.
You do? Well, we could sure use them.
Well, now, I thought it would be a wonderful idea if we could have square dancing.
Yeah. Hey, that's a great idea. The only thing is, I don't think the crowd there will know much about it.
We could teach them right there and then.
Well, isn't it hard?
Oh, no, it's child's play. Well, I can teach you in a minute. Let me show you. Oh, now, where's that racket?
Yeah, but I really got to go now.
Oh, Molly. Here it is. Oh, this will only take a minute. Take your coat off. Square dancing is kind of warm. And now you just do everything I do. Pull up your pants, tighten your traces. Y'all join hands and you're off to the races. Break your holds and backtrack back.
Well, I wonder what's keeping your father, Junior.
Where'd he go, Mom?
Well, just across the street to help Miss Lounsbury with some parcels. Well, that was a half hour ago.
Well, you know, Pop, he's probably gabbing.
Yes, but he was in such a hurry. Oh, dear. Oh, I hope nothing's happened. Maybe she overexerted herself with those bundles.
Oh, no, Pop would have phoned.
Well, maybe he can't. Maybe he's got his hands full. Oh, we better get over there right away. Now, come on, Junior. I have a feeling something's wrong.
Ladies in the lead, that engine style, swing that gal behind you. Cut across and swing Grandpa. He ain't been swung since way last fall. How am I doing, Lolly?
Oh, you're just sublime, Chester. I can hardly keep up with you.
I caught on fast, didn't I?
Oh, you certainly did.
Ah, this square dancing is a cinch. I got a good head for it. There's somebody at the door.
Oh, come in.
Riley.
Hey, look, Peg, we're square dancing. Alaman left with your left hand and pay!
Oh, gee! I can't catch my breath.
Oh, Riley, how can you let Miss Lounsbury dance like this?
But I love it.
But in your condition.
My condition?
Well, I know you wouldn't like it to get around.
But... How dare you! I happen to be a respectable woman. You better explain yourself, Mrs. Riley.
Oh, but Miss Lounsbury, I meant your heart. But your doctor...
There's nothing wrong with my heart, and there never was.
Oh, well, I'm terribly sorry. I was told... Chester Riley.
You...
Now, wait a minute, Peg. I can explain the whole thing. You see, when I... We were... When the... Just give me a minute to think of something and I can explain the whole thing.
Pabst Blue Ribbon will bring you the second act of The Life of Riley in just a moment. Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere. Prove it. Prove it to yourself.
Prove it with your eyes.
Prove it with your nose.
Prove it with your taste.
Yes, you can prove to yourself that Pabst Blue Ribbon is the finest beer served anywhere. Make the three-way experts test. Test number one.
Your eyes are pleased. Look at the pure white creamy color on a glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon. Note the sparkling clearness, the light amber color of the beer itself.
Test number two.
Your nose is teased. Inhale the fragrant bouquet that hovers over the glass. The inviting tang of hops and malt that made Pabst Blue Ribbon internationally famous.
Test number three.
Your taste agrees. Taste that milder Blue Ribbon flavor as it flows so smoothly across your tongue. Here is the perfect beer drinker's beer. The smoother taste no other beer can touch.
Yes, make this three-way experts test, and you'll understand why, wherever you go, you hear Pabst Blue Ribbon called Finest Beer Served. Anywhere.
You hear it everywhere. Finest beer served anywhere. 33 fine brews blended into one great beer.
And now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown.
Hi, Pop.
Oh, hello, Junior. Your mother home?
She's in the kitchen, Pop, but you better stay out of her way. She's pretty sore.
Stick around, son. You'll learn how to handle women. I got the cure for your mother right here in this little box here.
What is it?
Oh, it's nothing. Just cost me a half a week's salary, that's all. Well, here goes. Peg!
So long, Pop. Good luck.
Thanks, Junior. Oh, Peg! Oh, here you are, Peg. Didn't you hear me? What's the matter, Dumplin'? Oh, now, don't be like that, Peg.
Don't touch me.
What's the matter? Have I got poison ivy or something? Let's kiss and make up, huh? Peg, I'm talking to you.
Well, I'm not talking to you.
Oh, now, Peg, be reasonable. You can't go through life not talking to me.
No? Stick around. You'll find out.
Peg, I told you how it happened. Honest, that Lounsbury dame don't mean a thing to me.
I can't stand a phony.
All right. So I told a little white lie. What's so terrible about that? Millions of husbands have lied to their wives. Graveyards full of them. That's a funny joke.
You're funny like a crutch.
Well, I admitted I was wrong. I apologized, didn't I? What more do you want me to do? Get down on my hands and knees? Knock my head against the wall? Blow my brains out?
You're getting warm.
Now, that's not a nice thing. Here I'm doing my best to keep peace in the family. You won't even meet me halfway. Even went out and spent half my pay on a present for you.
I don't want your presents.
Well, ain't she even going to open the box and look at it? Something that you've wanted for years. It'll look gorgeous on you.
You won't get around me that way.
Well, all right, then. I'll give it back.
No, wait a minute.
Now you're showing some sense, sweetheart. Go on, look inside. Yeah.
Oh, a bathing suit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's stunning. Nylon.
Yeah, I got it at Saks Fifth Avenue. The prettiest one they had.
Oh, I've always wanted a bathing suit like this.
You like it, Peg?
Oh, it's gorgeous. Oh.
I almost got you one of those real French bathing suits, but when they showed me one, I changed my mind. You get so little for your money, you know. When I shell out $25 for a bathing suit, I want to see something.
Well, there's hardly anything to this suit. Oh, I don't know, Riley. This is for a glamour girl.
Well, that's why I got it. You're my glamour girl.
Oh, now don't get corny.
I may be corny, but I'm cute. you forgive me, honey?
Well, I guess I'll have to if I want to keep this suit.
That's what I figured.
Whatever made you think of getting me a bathing suit?
Well, I remembered you saying you always wanted a real fancy one, and besides, you need one for the bathing beauty contest.
What contest?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't tell you. It's one of the stunts I thought of for the entertainment at the dance. Only for women over 35. Naturally, you'll want to be in it.
You stinker.
Well, what's the matter?
I should have known you couldn't be honest with me for one single minute.
Now, what did I do?
The only reason you got that bathing suit was so you could get me into this idiotic contest.
Well, of course I wanted you to be in it. I ain't like my friend Gillis, who's ashamed to have people see his wife in a bathing suit. I ain't ashamed. I'm proud of your figure. You got a darn cute figure.
Well.
Besides, that Luella Lounsbury dame is going to be in the contest, and I want her taken down a peg or two. Already she's going around telling everybody how she's going to win. But with you in it, she ain't got a chance.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, go on. Compared to you, she's got a figure like a broomstick. Boy, will you show her up.
Well, I didn't look at it from that angle.
Well, I did. I looked at her figure from every angle. I mean, you've got twice as much figure as she's got.
Oh, I'm fat, am
I? No, you're perfect. Now, say you'll do it, Peg. I want you to win that contest. You'll make me real proud.
Well, I don't know, Riley. I haven't got the nerve to get up in front of all those people in a bathing suit.
Oh, go on, you look gorgeous. Now, you're going to be in that contest. I have made up my head.
Ladies in the lead, that engine style, swing that gal behind you. Cut across and swing that paw, he ain't been swooped as well as Paul. May I have your attention, please, folks? Now we come to the part of the entertainment we've all been waiting for, the finals of the beauty contest. It's narrowed down to 5 lovely ladies. And some of them ain't so narrow. That was a joke. The gorgeous beauty who wins will get something every woman dreams about. A Bendix automatic washing machine. Now the entries are coming out on the track and are lining up at the start. Number 1 is Mrs. Waldo Binney. Number 2, Mrs. Ike Shanahan. Number 3, Mrs. Jim Gillis. Number 4, Mrs. Chester Riley. And on the outside, Miss Lolly, Luella Lounsbury.
Think we were a bunch of horses.
Please, Peg. The distinguished judges of the contest are Mr. Waldo Binney, Mr. Ike Shanahan, Mr. Jim Gillis, and me, Mr. Chester Riley. We'd like to have another judge for the finals in case of a tie. So, is there anyone who'd like to volunteer? Somebody who's an expert on the body beautiful?
I'm an expert on that.
Who was that?
It was I, Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
Folks, Digger Odell has volunteered. You've all met Digger.
If they haven't so far, they will eventually.
Come on up here on the stage, Digger. Hey, Irv, give Digger a lift, huh?
Sure.
Thank you, Irv. Someday I'll do as much for you.
Okay, girls, are you ready back there?
Yes, we're ready.
Okay. You come out when you hear the music. Now, Digger, you know how to judge this kind of a contest.
Oh, yes, indeed. I judged one only last week. Mm-hmm. I selected Miss Forest Lawn of 1950. They picked me to be the judge because I carry a lot of weight around there.
Well, that's fine. Okay, let's go. Sit down there with the other judges, Digger. Okay, music. Okay, first, Mrs. Ike Shanahan. Mrs. Waldo Binney. Miss Luella Lounsbury. Mrs. Peg Riley. Mrs. Jim Gillis. Okay, judges, let's vote and get this over with so we can get home. What a night this was for me. I'm dead.
In that case, I'll be glad to drive you. Very well, gentlemen. Shall we vote?
All right, folks, your attention, please. Sorry we kept you waiting so long. It took us a long time to decide. But now we're ready to announce the winner of the Bathing Beauty Contest. The lovely winner is...
Well, go on, man.
Miss Luella Lounsbury. She got 4 votes. Second place goes to Mrs. Peg Riley, 1 vote.
Oh, thank you. I'm really honored. I'm so thrilled. I don't know what to say. Thank you, one and all.
Peg, where's Peg? Did you see Peg Digger?
I'm right here.
Oh, Gee, honey, I'm awfully sorry about this. I wanted you to win.
Oh, that's all right. I didn't really expect to win.
Well, I expected you to. Gee, you got a raw deal.
Oh, don't be silly. I don't mind at all. Oh,
those other judges must be blind voting for that Luella.
Oh, who cares? I got your vote, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And here's a kiss for you.
Oh, thanks, Dublin.
Ah, there you are. Ready to go home?
Yeah, sure. Digger's giving us a ride.
Oh, thank you, Mr. O'Dell.
I do hope you're not too disappointed in the results of the contest.
Of course not. After all, I did get one vote from the sweetest man in the world.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Riley. Now I'm gladder than ever that I voted for you.
What? Chester Riley.
What a revolting development this is.
In just a moment, Riley will return. Tomorrow, when you're down at the store picking up your food supplies for the Decoration Day weekend, and the man says, "What did you have?" Just say, "Pabst Blue Ribbon." Buy it by the bottle or the can, but be sure you get enough for your weekend needs. For your parties, for unexpected guests, for a midnight snack, there's nothing quite so thirst-quenching as that smoother, smoother, smoother Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. What else?
But, Peg, I told you how it happened.
Don't you dare to speak to me. Now, let me go to sleep.
But, honey, look, I'll tell you once more. On the first ballot, every husband voted for his own wife, and Digger voted for Luella. So it was one vote each, a deadlock. We took 10 different ballots, and it always came out the same. All the husbands were afraid their wives would murder them if they voted for somebody else's wife. So we all made up we'd vote for Luella because she's single, and then the wives wouldn't be so sore. So on the final ballot, we all voted for Luella, but that double-crossing Digger, with his gruesome sense of humor, he thought it'd be a big joke on me, so he switched his vote to you. You see, I really meant to vote for you, but...
Oh, all right, all right. But afterwards, why didn't you tell me instead of making out you voted for me? There's one thing I can't stand, it's a liar.
I know, Peg, but give me another chance, huh?
Well, all right. But I'm warning you, if I ever catch you lying again...
Oh, don't worry, it'll never happen again. I guarantee it. This will be the last time you'll catch me. Say, Mr. Wallington, Peg and I were playing charades at a party last night.
Oh, you mean where you act out something without saying a word and they guess what it is?
Yeah. And you know what I acted out?
No, what?
A glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon with that three-way experts test.
How did you do it?
Well, I pretended I was holding a glass in my hand. I looked at it and I grinned. You know, like my eyes were pleased.
Yeah.
And then I sniffed it. Like my nose was teased.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pretended to taste it and... Well, I guess it was too easy. Everybody shouted out the answer. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Finest beer served anywhere.
Oh, it's the life of Riley when it's Pabst Blue Ribbon you drink. The finest beer served anywhere, so let the glasses clink. Oh, east or west or north or south, there's nothing like it at all. Yes, you're living the life of Riley when for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call. When for Pabst Blue Ribbon you call.
Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The Life of Riley is produced and transcribed by Irving Brecker. The Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Newark, New Jersey, and Peoria, Illinois, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. Jimmy Wallington speaking.
Bill Stern's guest is Jackie Robinson, next on NBC.